From Tidbits on April 21st, 2008, this is the audio version of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple TV 2.0.2 is a bug fix update that addresses wireless network reliability, presumably to correct a problem when using on an 802.11n network set to use the 5 GHz frequency, though Apple's release notes do not call out specific details. The update is available only through the Apple TV. From the main screen, choose Settings, General, Update Software. Mac Tracker 5.0.2 by Ian Page adds the latest Apple hardware to his application for tracking all the technical details of Macintosh models. Mac Tracker 5.02 also adds brightness and DPI information where available for the built-in displays of the MacBook, MacBook Air, and MacBook Pro models. And it now details the maximum supported resolution for an external display for the Mac Mini, MacBook, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro, and PowerBook G3, G4 models. Mac Tracker is also available as a web application for the iPhone and iPod Touch. 1Password 2.5.13 from Agile Web Solutions updates the browser independent password manager and form filler to work with the just-released Camino 1.6. However, another update will be required to restore 1Password support for the recently released OmniWeb 5.7. Teleport 1.0.1 from Abisoft fixes a number of bugs in the virtual keyboard and mouse switcher that enables you to control multiple Macs from the same keyboard and mouse. Version 1.0.1 also provides Panther compatibility, adds an unpair button on paired hosts, and provides a shared screen button when the shared Mac has multiple monitors. For more on Teleport, see Tools We Use, Teleport. Camino 1.6 from the Camino project adds several major new features to the Mac-focused Gecko-based web browser, including automatic software updates, improvements to tab browsing, and more extensive compatibility with the Mac OS X keychain. Camino 1.6 also features user-changeable search engine options, an improved interface for finding text within the current page, AppleScript enhancements, and a variety of bug fixes. InterArchy 9.0.1 from Noloeb fixes numerous problems that plagued the previous release of the file transfer software. Notably, you can now set editors for file types within InterArchy, and so the setting applies only within InterArchy. Copying and pasting will now perform a copy rather than a move, numerous crashing bugs have been squashed, and much more. If you use InterArchy, this update is a must. Concept Draw 7.6 from CS Odessa speeds startup performance of the business graphics application by 10-20%, significantly improves the text editing performance when working with Chinese and Arabic characters, and addresses other unspecified issues. Google Earth 4.3 enhances Google's virtual globe with the addition of Google Street View when you get down to street level in some areas, with new first-person controls that make flying around Google Earth more like a video game, time-lapse sunrises and sunsets, photorealistic buildings from cities around the world, and faster 3D graphics. Typinator 3.0 from Ergonis turns the auto-correcting and abbreviation expansion utility into a background application with an icon in the menu bar for accessing its interface. Other improvements include a search field in the toolbar to aid in finding abbreviations and expansions, single-character abbreviations, automatic checking of new versions, and fixes for a number of specific bugs. This is Tidbits. To follow links, download software, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for being a subscriber.